Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of the Coaching Outdoors podcast. As you can see today, we're joined by two guests, which is always wonderful when we have a couple of guests on our screen. So what I'm going to do before we get started with the questions is ask our two guests to introduce themselves. So Peter, maybe if you can introduce yourself first and then Cohen.
Okay, yeah. Originally, I'm a hypnotherapist. And I studied in England, actually, in London, at the UK College for Hypnotherapy and Counseling. And I decided to become a hypnotherapist in Glastonbury, actually. That was really funny that we are talking about that. And I was standing on the tour of Glastonbury on that hill, and I was thinking, it's time now to learn some profession. And I was already thinking about hypnotherapy and this kind of work. So then I was asking this question when I was standing on that tour. Then I walked down, and down the hill there was a little hut, and it was an astrologer. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, let's knock on the door. So I knocked on the door, and then a Dutch astrologer opened the door. Very funny, but we spoke in English because he hadn't spoken Dutch for a very long time, and he confirmed astrologically that hypnotherapy was a really good profession for me. So the next day I signed up for a training course, and I became a hypnotherapist, and that was in 1985, something like that. And I started to practice, and in London, I started my first practice that was very successful. It was very, immediately it became successful, my practice. And later on, I moved back to Holland and I continued there. And I started the training institute for hypnotherapy myself in 1989. Already in the beginning, when I was giving training courses, sometimes I would go out with groups. I would go to the forest when it was very hot in the summer, for example. I suggested to the group, let's go to the forest. And then everybody really agreed to that, really liked that. So we would go to the forest. And then I already discovered how powerful it is to work in nature, to do therapy in nature. And gradually also I learned how to incorporate the signals of nature in this work. So it started, this outdoor life coaching started around that time, 1990. And since about 10 years, I'm focusing much more on outdoor life coaching and also outdoor therapy. Outdoor psychotherapy, I call it. And it's really, for me, in my profession, it added a lot. It really made my sessions much more successful, and it deepens the process very much. So that's, in short, that's my story.
Let me introduce myself.
Cool.
Well, I'm Koen. So I'm 50 years old now, and I can still remember that I was like 4 years old and already thought about, like changing things in the world, about personal development, spiritual development. So that was always on my mind as being a little boy already. And when I was little, I was always blown away about the magic of nature. I really liked it. Being at school and then going to nature, find leaves, and then with pencils and colors around the leaves, make magical things on paper. So I already was blown away by nature always, also the birds and everything, the animals and the trees. So and then from when I was like a teenager, starting with a lot of problems at home, I went through already went through processes myself with personal development, and everything that had some kind of spiritual touch in it, it attracted me always. So things like tarot cards or shamanism or spiritualism or different kinds of beliefs, doesn't matter, everything attracted me. So I went through a lot of that, and also went through psychologists and psychotherapists myself a lot. So I went through all those processes for years and years and years doing my inner work, and then somewhere down the line it started to get more clear that was the thing I really loved, you know, always, and that I needed to do something with that. So first I started some more spiritual training programs, like medium therapy and trance healing therapy. And I had a lot of done in that work, but also learned from a lot of professionals already. And I was like a sponge, everything taking in. So, and then I felt like I needed to do something more practical, more professional. So I started looking on the internet, and then I met ATMA, the Institute of Peter. And I read about outdoor life coaching and using nature, and it was like really resonating with me. And I think, Peter, that was in the beginning, like you said, in 2010, 11, you started to do more.
I guess, yeah.
Yes. So I think I was in the early stages of ATMA. coming in that outdoor life coach,
yeah.
Because I remember we did it like a 2-year training program, and that was there only shortly, if I'm correct. So I went 2 years all the way in ATMA doing outdoor life coaching, and instantly I started to make space, put on a website, open a practice, starting to take groups on silent walks, one of the things we use, silent walking. So I did a lot of that. And while I was doing that training program and a lot of other stuff, yeah, I started immediately as an outdoor life coach, started to coach people. And now I'm 11 years later, I got more specialized, becoming a relationship coach, relationship therapist as well, doing a lot of body oriented coaching. And these days I'm practically a coach, especially for men, but I do everything outdoors, and I, all the expertise and the wisdom I got and the experiences I've got over the past years, I put it all in some kind of big puzzle and do my own unique coaching programs for men, like for 3, 4 to 6 months. And I take them into nature I always use the words like to get back to their own true nature, you know?
Mm.
You find that inner empowered man, that masculine. It's the last couple of months I used the terms king. The king inside, this kingdom, where is that man standing for, and does he live by it? So it's nice to have that source from Glastonbury they go with me. But yeah. That's what I do. And I'm also along the way assisted ATMA with training programs and started to teach as well. So I'm for a couple of years now also a teacher from ATMA on outdoor life coaching. And then Peter and I, well, a couple of years ago, I had like an insight, and I thought, let's see if I can find some colleagues in other countries. And what I immediately noticed was that I couldn't find any profound program like Peter developed it anywhere in the world. So I immediately called Peter and I said, hey, we need to team up and bring this to the world, because I really believe, not only believe, I experience that using nature brings the level and quality of coaching and therapy and counseling to a whole different area. Only for me being there in nature, I experienced the differences between working indoors and outdoors, but also for my clients and the results. So that's when we started to team up to bring this also, well, to other countries as well. So in a nutshell, it wasn't a nutshell.
That's in a nutshell. Oh, we've got plenty of time to dive in a little bit more into some of these areas. And interesting to hear how certain places have such a profound impact on the future of your life, and hearing Peter talk about Glastonbury and going up the tour. And very much I was there, almost visualizing you as a young man going through this process. It's such an iconic place, with the tower on top of the hill and just surrounding the Somerset Levels. It's a really special energy there. I've spent solstice there myself, and it just kind of attracts just like-minded people, which are great to connect with. And yeah, hopefully we can meet there at some point in the future. And just kind of taking it back to, I don't know, before your work started, before you were kind of drawn towards this area. And we always invite our guests to kind of rewind and go back to, you know, what's your earliest memory of being outdoors? And I know, Koen, you've kind of talked on being 4 years old and really wanted to kind of create a change. So this is very much a case. So what about your earliest memory of being outdoors? And actually, for you, that experience outdoors, what does it give you? I don't know, Peter, if you would like to share first.
I remember that as a child, I used to be in nature a lot, and I would play with my friends, like you know, in nature, doing all kinds of nice games, and so that was more the connection with nature that started in a very early age. But professionally, it started what I was explaining when I was teaching to groups in nature, and I could see how that really helped the learning process also in teaching, because nature has so many symbols you can use, and people become very relaxed also when they are in nature, so it's a very good place for teaching. And it's a very good place for people to go, you know, to have a personal process going on. And nature has a very soothing effect on that. So people that are very stressed, for example, or have anxiety, when they go in nature immediately already, just by being in nature, they become more relaxed. And that helps the process very much of personal development. Also, I wrote a couple of books also while I was in nature. That was in Mexico, like 20 years ago or so. I wrote a book there, sitting in nature in a little cottage in a big garden. And I was just sitting there all day and writing. So that was also a very inspiring experience. And so that's my connection with nature. And now I, you know, if anybody wants to talk about like existential topics, for example, you know, especially existential topics, what is the meaning in my life? What is the goal in my life? With in career or in a relationship? Then I always like to take them out in nature and talk with them there. And so, because I've seen that really deepens the process, and you're getting like a second coach if you go in nature. Nature becomes the primary coach, and I'm just the assistant of that. So it makes it easier also, the coaching process.
You know, it's funny, Peter, when you talk about lowering stress, you know, and of course we know the background why our body lowers stress when we're in nature, but it makes me think back about when I was a little child, because I came from a very emotionally poor family, and I was very, very sensitive and intuitive already then. So I felt a lot of stress and emotions of other people, and I went always into nature and felt at home there and at peace there. So that was my, yeah, my first memories. Despite of the magic there, I always saw the magic, you know, the light, the shades, the animals that would come up, or leaves falling, and also fun games. I really love to play treasure hunt in nature, you know, go for that treasure, really. So for me, there was already a very magical world there happening, as it always is, until this day, you know, because I work with longer programs with clients. I even can see the symbolism on longer periods of time, like 4 or 6 months, how nature starts to evolve, for instance, because it's becoming winter or it's becoming spring. And the process on a longer period of time from one client evolves with it. So it's not only the synchronicities in the moment, but also longer periods of time, I read and see these synchronicities as well. That's true magic there. It's really amazing. So and somehow I didn't consciously got it when I was young, but somehow I already got it then, and it attracted me every time. So I liked it the most, being there in nature. It felt like home, felt at peace, felt like the magical world, maybe a little bit of escaping from that crazy difficult humans. but mainly, yeah, living in some kind of magical world and feeling really pure as well. So somehow also coming back to the pureness in me, in my body, because that's also nature. Our body is nature. So it's good to have that as well. And that's what I also experienced with in coaching, that being in nature also makes it very easy to connect with our body and our feelings again, where in more other environments we are more likely to be in the head. So that's also a positive effect of that.
Yeah, and I like to add to that it's very good during coaching to walk with your clients, to take a walk like 1 hour or 2 hours. And this movement of walking really stimulates the brain also, and stimulates the client to get higher realizations. You see, and also to get in touch with deeper feelings. So I always like to walk with people. And sometimes I sit down with people in nature, but most of the time I walk.
Yes, it's really fascinating, actually, because I did some research a little while ago, which was just recently published, and a lot of what you've just been saying came up in that research from the participants.
Oh, really?
About their experience of coaching, the walking, the movement, the pace, that connection with nature, being able to express their emotions, their feelings.
Yes.
That you know, the weather, as you, and also the seasons, as you mentioned. So much from what you've just said resonates with what was found in the research, and I think it's really actually quite fascinating, because listening to your backstory and listening to your early memories, it's those experiences you had yourselves, and then it's about saying, okay, well, how can I help other people to experience these aspects of the outdoors? And what I find really interesting is people like yourselves and like Anna Marie and I, we've managed to find a way to put together our love for the outdoors and our business as well. And I know there's a lot of people who love the outdoors but still go and work in an office every day and hate it. And then there's people like us who find that their love for the outdoors and their business manage to actually coincide, and they've managed to find a way of making the two things work together. So it would be lovely for our listeners to hear just a little bit about how you managed to turn your love for the outdoors into your business. How did you go about finding that way to make the two things work together to be able to offer this experience to others?
Well, if I give an answer to that, and I also have a lot of expertise on marketing and things like that as well, and I supported a lot of people with that as well in the past, also using nature. That's funny. But if you look at it from a marketing point of view, you need to specialize to be seen. So, you know, like if you have a forest with all the same trees and you're one of the trees, nobody sees you. But if you like paint your tree yellow, you will be seen. Not everybody likes it, but you will be seen. So from that point of view, using outdoors makes you already have some specialist, you know, you're specialized then. Using nature, pictures of nature on your website, for instance, makes you other than others. So it works in a positive way for you. And especially in other countries, because I noticed that not so many there are working outdoors as they are in the Netherlands. So because it's already, yeah, it's a profound way working outdoors in the Netherlands. So there are a lot of outdoor coaches here already. So in that way, I would say it works for you if you use that as one of your main things, that you are an outdoor coach or an outdoor counselor or an outdoor therapist. And then you have like somebody comes to your website or hears about the way you work and they like it or they don't like it. But that in the past 10, 11 years, what I noticed was that everyone that comes to me always say, hey, I like that you work in nature. So that was already one of the main points why they contacted me. So in that way, it can only work for you if you have the courage to, yeah, to stand out and make sure, make clear that you work outdoors.
Yeah, you will attract the people that like to go outdoors, that feel already intuitively that's the best place for them to work, to do their personal work.
Yeah.
So you will attract the right type of people in this way. Yeah.
And it's interesting you talk about this hub of outdoor coaches in the Netherlands, and you know, partly attributed to Peter, no doubt, and actually having the outdoor life coaching course. And that, you know, the qualifications side of things and how people, you know, get that experience and ultimately have the courage to step outside, to take their coaching practice outdoors, you know, whatever theories or models or accreditations that they've got, how to actually make that transition. And we have had one of your, you know, former students, Kat Borschmer, on the program. And she was, you know, highly complimentary and actually signposted your work initially. So if you haven't checked out her episode, if you're listening, we'd definitely kind of recommend and hear about her journey coming through to it. And very much over the last, 10, 20, 30 years, Peter and Karin as well, you both will have seen a huge change within, you know, the coaching industry. The profession itself, the advent of, you know, more nature-based outdoor coaching. And just would be kind of curious for an insight into, you know, what do you see the main changes have been? And then actually looking ahead, what do you think or hope the future holds?
So I don't know how it was in the UK, but in the Netherlands we saw a huge stream of people going into nature again. And that's always what happens, you know, like 9 out of 10 people, when they feel sick or when they feel exhausted, there comes a deeper insight intuitively that says, I need to go to nature. And that's not a coincidence. So what I see now is that little by little, also the health companies and different professions start to see the benefits of it and start to integrate them little by little. So if you take that all the way into the future, no doubt there will be more and more stuff going on outdoors. So being an outdoor coach already then and having that experience when you're further down into the future will make you only more of an expert. So I believe that market's gonna open up. And I also hope it, because What I've seen, and that's the way of that's the main reason why I contacted Peter. I can really see also the students I teach or people I bring out in nature, and also my own experiences in my own body as well, that the quality of everything we do in nature goes to a different level, because so that starts with us as being a professional. So when we are in nature, for instance, I have like two sessions after this meeting. I go in nature for 3.5 hours. When I'm there for like half an hour, I'm already, my body start to make anti-stress hormones already. So I get more connected with my body, with my inner feelings, with my creativity, with my intuition. And from there, I'm coaching. So the quality of me as being a coach and therapist at that moment rises to a different quality. The same goes on with my client. The same goes on with the process. So it's a very different level and quality of coaching and therapy that goes on there. So I really hope in the nearby future that everything will be outdoors, because I really believe that then the whole quality of the world of self-development will be, yeah, will rise to a whole different area. And that even in the long end will lower health expenses, will lower mental stresses or diseases and everything. So I really believe that this is the main key for a healthier world globally. So that's why I hope that that will be the case. And I hope that a lot of people will join Peter and I, because we have a lot of things and very simple things to give coaches and counselors and therapists to immediately integrate nature, because we brought the whole thing that Peter developed back into really simple 1 and 2 day trainings that have all the core, everything you need, and you can integrate it in any profession you like, really any profession. So
I think you're absolutely right. It's the same over here in the UK, and from what we've gathered from other guests on the podcast around the world, you're absolutely right. With COVID, it really encouraged people to step outside, to get that release, to get that refreshment, to just, as you mentioned before a number of times, that the stress levels can reduce. You just feel fresher and more alive and more, and as you said, well within yourself as well. So whether you're walking, whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, just being within nature can really elevate those elements of your body, and obviously wake up parts of your brain that stay a bit dormant when you're inside and surrounded by four walls. And you know, we hope as well over here in the UK that people continue to step outside, as you know, as obviously COVID, the especially things like the quarantining and stuff has subsided, you know, keep it going and keep stepping outside. And we have seen an increase in people wanting outdoor coaching, just wanting to experience the outdoors in different ways and realizing actually there is such a thing as outdoor coaching or outdoor therapy or outdoor counseling. We're really hoping that we can kind of galvanize that and really kind of, you know, increase people's understanding of the benefits of being outdoors as well. We do have a lot of people who listen to our podcast or watch our podcast who are kind of, they're either in the early stages of becoming an outdoor coach, or maybe they're thinking about it and they haven't quite decided yet. It would be really lovely if you could give them some suggestions or some ideas, or, you know, just advice really, as if maybe you were giving advice to your younger self, or, you know, giving advice to our newbies around, you know, how to get started or what to do at the beginning, how to kind of take yourself from there. Should I do it to I'm going to take my clients outside? What advice would you give to those people?
Well, my advice would be to keep it very simple, the coaching process. To use very simple techniques, and just walk with people and see what happens. See, you don't have to do so much as an outdoor coach. You just let the process happen in nature, and you will be surprised, you know, how deep that process will go, just by walking for 1 or 2 hours with somebody. That's such a deepening process, and then we developed a couple of questions by which you can integrate nature in the process of coaching, which you can use the symbols of nature in coaching. And if you just keep asking those questions and just walk with people and let them talk and let them reflect on nature, then it's going to be really successful.
Yeah, that's great. I really like what you say, Peter, because these were really the first words that really blew my mind like 11, 12 years ago, because Peter was the first teacher I saw at ATMA, the Institute, and he talked about KISS, keep it simple. And those words, they were like still resonating in my mind. And I do a lot of deep stuff because I also do like voice dialogue, constellations, even deeper stuff, trauma releasing, and all kinds of, you know, it's so creative working with nature. So you can really, any kind of method you can find some natural way of using it. So I do a lot of deep stuff, but in the end, I like really, really like what Peter says. In the end, I always somehow go back to the basics and then I see again, whoa, this is so amazing what happens now. Just let the process evolve itself without all the fancy methods and things. So yeah, it is simple, it looks simple, but actually there's a lot going on there if you go deeper in this simplicity of it. There's really a lot going on where you are only walking in nature, asking a couple of questions to the client, like, hey, look around in nature. What do you see? What do you notice? What does it symbolize for you? What do you feel with that right now in your body? And then the whole process evolves. So,
yeah, right. Yeah.
And but because you're walking, bilateral brain stimulation is going on. Because you're in nature, you're like constantly breathing in a substance called phytoncide that trees breathe out, and therefore your body starts to make anti-stress hormones, and that are just a couple of things that are going on right there. So it is simple, it looks simple, but actually there's a very fancy process going on around that. So yeah, just do that. Go outside, go make, go spend hours there with clients, just walking, talking, and experience what happens then. And you will see that, for instance, when a client talks about, oh, I don't know which choice I need to make, at exactly the right moment, a split or a junction, you know, pops up out of nowhere. That's what the magic of nature, what I really like. So, or when you talk about a blockage in your life, there's a fallen tree hanging over the path, and you can work with that. Or you can just ask, hey, look, I noticed that tree. What does it symbolize? You know, very simple, but you deepen then the process. So, yeah.
Thank you for your advice. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate it. And I think it's that adage, less is more. And often we try to overcomplicate things and think we need some convoluted process, and just that immersion in nature and pausing and being and being receptive and open to possibilities.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that is where it stems from. And just before we start to wrap up, it would just be really really curious around maybe like a memorable outdoor coaching session for you. And if you're just able to give us a quick insight into it, you know, clearly confidentiality of clients utterly respected, but almost just like a little fly on the wall, if we were kind of observing you, kind of, you know, what were you doing and what was the client feedback, what outcome happened, what shifted, what changed, just to maybe just kind of paint a picture and bring it to life a little bit more, that would be really, really helpful.
Well, I'll share something, but first I want to share something else, because like you saw that when you mentioned, Emery, about less is more, the sun started to shine right in my face. Did you see that? So that's also, for me, that's a symbolic way of nature saying you're spot on. So, and I saw a lot of those moments in sessions as well, that I was really crazy. I was standing like right in the middle of a very dark, shadowy forest where you would think the sun can't come here, you know, and at the exact moment that in this case a lady got really empowered, went through a lot of insecurities and anxieties in her body, and felt like that strength, that power and trust again in her chest area. At exact that same moment, somehow the sun found a way through the trees and branches and lighted her forehead. It was really, yeah, like, okay, is this happening? Yes, this is happening. And because I have so many coaching sessions a week, I experience this like 20, 30 times every week, you know, this kind of synchronicity. So I really like that. So, but I'll share, I had a coaching session yesterday with a man, and he was telling me about, it was a very difficult process. It was already the ninth session and he has a lot of anxieties, a lot of behavior patterns in his system, survival mechanisms that are all about anxiety. So he made really nice steps through the way, but there wasn't still not really that breakthrough somehow. So not that it needs to be, but I don't know, I kind of felt that it was hanging somewhere in the air. So we were walking in a very beautiful piece of nature in my area, and he talked about that he still got that anxious thoughts in his mind, and then he's also conscious about it and he feels anxiety in his body. So we started to play in nature, and I I'm all about that Kings and Legends thing last month. So I said, you know, pick a tree that represents that real divine masculine inside, your king. So he picked a tree and it was very far away of the path. So that distance already symbolized the distance from him being in that empowered state within himself. And then I let him pick a tree for his anxiety, for his thoughts. And going through that process, talking about it, he discovered, like, hey, the thing I'm really missing is some kind of trust and some kind of acknowledgement of myself. We went a little bit while talking. I asked him, like, from that feeling of anxiety and losing himself in those thoughts. It was first he picked a tree for those thoughts. He lost himself within it, and I asked him, what do you notice about the tree? And he saw all the branches like pointing at him, like they were saying, you need to do something, you need to do something. So, and then a memory came up from his past, from his childhood, that he always was doing something, and that probably him being a child had his worthiness. He connected it to what he did, you know, and he always got from his parents got nice compliments about what he was doing. And then I asked him, okay, what do you feel right now? He felt a bit sad, and then he got the insight that he didn't get compliments about his being, just he being a child, you know, worthy of getting love and attention. So an acknowledgement as well. So I let him pick a tree as well for the acknowledgement. And then we had like a whole field, a whole constellation of five trees. And the trees with the anxious thoughts and feelings were really in the front. And that's what he always experienced. But the tree he wanted to get to was in the back, you know, the king, where he was like at peace, and the tree that represented trust and faith, and also that acknowledgement was also in the back near the tree that represented the king. So within him, he got the desire. He said, I want to go to the tree farther away, and I want to see how it is from the opposite side, because I'm always standing here, you know, in seeing my thoughts and my limiting beliefs and my anxieties. And so I just followed him and followed this process. And we needed to go through a lot of water. So we went there and got feet got wet and shoes got wet, but it was also very playful as well. And when he took position with that tree, with that represented his consciousness, being conscious of those thoughts and all, everything shifted. He was standing in that energy. He saw then, he really felt like, oh, now my thoughts are very far away. My anxiety and feelings are very far away. And I feel actually very relaxed. And for the first time, he was in that place. And he felt that that was really the place where he needed to be. And then, yeah, I could see it in his face and feel it in his energy, see it in his posture. Everything changed. And after that, we walked back. He stood again in the same position where he started, and he saw that the tree that pointed at him, like he needed to do something, and all those thoughts in his head, anxious thoughts, were like more gone, and he could see more through the tree. He saw more spaciousness in the tree. So that's, I think it's a really nice example. And of course, I used a lot of my experience in that and a lot of deep stuff, but in a way, it was also very simple, because it was him telling me that he would like more acknowledgement, of that his child needed acknowledgement. It was him telling me that he wanted to go to the tree. And I only followed the process in a way, using a couple of trees. That's also a nice way to work, using trees. Mm-hmm. I think this is a nice example how things can really go deep and yeah, that like in an hour, a big shift can happen. So
definitely. Thank you so much for that example. And it really just shows the organic fluidity of a session that you come to. You know, you have no expectations or no idea that you're going to be using trees or constellations, and it just flows from you. And it's really, when you're starting out on your journey, it can be quite scary, quite challenging, because you don't know, and you want to almost have a bit of a blueprint, a bit of a structure to kind of hold on to. And it's actually by, in a way, trusting yourself, having that confidence that things will emerge. Use your intuition, which, and Peter, yeah. Would love to hear from you as well.
Yeah, that's exactly the right attitude. Just, you don't need to follow any structure when you go into nature. You only have to ask a few questions, like Koen already was mentioning. Just a few questions. What do you notice? What does it symbolize? These two questions are usually enough. And repeat them over and over again. And then naturally, people, they get their insights in it, and also all kinds of synchronicity happens, may happen or may not happen. That depends upon the client. Sometimes it just stays on the psychological level, but sometimes it goes deeper than that. And but that happens when you give up all structure. You don't need to follow any structure. And just improvise all the time. Improvise. Yeah. Because then you allow nature to do the work. If you do that, if you open for that, it just open up. I always tell people, just switch your intuition on, like here, you know, there's a switch here, just switch it on. And then magical things will happen in the forests.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter, can you tell about that experience you had with that bird falling out of the sky? I really liked that one.
Yeah, that was.
I had a client, tell us more.
I had a client, and she told me, "Yeah, I'm almost getting into a burnout. I'm really stressed. I have to be really careful not to fall into a burnout." So I suggested to her, "Okay, let's take a walk outside and see what happens Yeah, she agreed with that. Yeah, very nice. And that was from my house. I live in a farmhouse in Holland. So we went out and walking, and we saw two birds in the sky. They were kind of playing with each other, or they were fighting with each other. I don't know. Probably they were fighting, because suddenly one of those birds fell down on the ground, dead. Yeah. And that was maybe 10 meters from where we were walking. So this woman was watching, and wow, what's happening here? So I was just asking, what does it symbolize? What is happening here? Well, if I continue to struggle like this with my work, I will be like this bird. I will also crash on the ground. I will die, you know. And we were talking about that for 1 hour, you know, after that. And that was the essence of the session. So just imagine how many times does it happen, you know? You look in the sky and you see two birds, and one of them falls down on the ground and dies directly, you know? How many times does that happen in your life? Never happened to me before. Just at the right time, at the right moment. It's very tragic, of course, but it was such a strong message of nature, an amazing message. Yeah, these kind of things happen a lot when you go out in nature, and that's the extra dimension that comes to outdoor life.
Yeah, and I really like that, because what for me now is like every day I get up, I'm really excited, you know, to go to my coaching sessions, because they are always like magical. So you and they're also always, you know, you get inspired, and so I'm very curious what will happen now again. So it gives a lot of energy and motivation and inspiration for being a coach as well. So
yes,
it's amazing.
That is one of the things about outdoor coaching I personally love, and I think a lot of our guests have talked about it as well, is just every session is different. The weather's different, the season is different, the time of day is different, the light is different, you know, the experiences you have, the nature around you is different.
Yeah.
And you don't get that when you're indoors. You don't get that when you're surrounded by four walls. You might get a bit of it coming through a window, but actually being in nature, having it surrounding you and just really feeling that difference. And as you said, you know, using that within the conversation, you know, what's different, what's happening, how does it make you feel? Yeah. Those sorts of conversations are just, nature provides those experiences and the essence of difference to be able to really start to unpack some of the challenges, some of the thoughts, some of the situations that our clients are dealing with, and for us as well, which is wonderful. So no two sessions are the same, no 2 days are the same, and it just keeps it alive, it keeps it fresh, it keeps it just interesting, I think, as well, which not just for the client, but for us as coaches as well, or therapists or counsellors. So I think you're absolutely right. There's some wonderful difference there, which really helps to keep it fresh and keep it alive.
Yeah. So can I share one more thing? Because I believe that's really important to share with the viewers. You know, it's really important to be conscious about the fact that everything we do outdoors, because we are all also walking, so every insight that comes up, or every, you know, emotion that comes up, or every transformation that takes place, or a shift, because we are moving, we are also walking it into our system again. So everything that happens there integrates deeper, so the results are really more profound, but also on a longer base, you know, the effects will be more profound, and also work through the system on a longer period of time. That are my experience as well, and it's very good to be conscious about the fact that we have that, and you don't have it when you work indoors, or you need to have a really good, you know, therapist or coach who's aware of that. So
right,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And people remember much more from sessions because it's very visual and it's very experiential. So they remember what is happening, like this bird that fell down on the ground. This woman will never forget that experience anymore.
Yeah.
Anytime she feels stress, that she works too hard or she struggles too much in her work, she will remember that bird. You see? So, yeah. That's one of the benefits of working outdoors. So many benefits.
So true. And starting to pull things together, we're always keen to increase our resource bank of what we can signpost listeners towards. So if you're able to maybe share your course details, your website, your contact details, so our listeners, viewers could get in touch with you. And then also if there's some book or writer that you find particularly inspirational, it would be interesting to know what that is.
Yeah, for me that's funny to say, because for me that was Peter. So hey Peter, this reminds me, we're going to write that book together in English about outdoor life coaching. We really need to start. But for me, the things that Peter provided were really inspiring. So I can really, it's funny to recommend Peter's books because we're sitting together here, but I really do. So
I don't think the book is the right channel, to express that. I think making videos is better. Like we did, we made a lot of videos in nature, and we can show what's happening directly on the video. So I don't know if a book is good for that, but we talk about it. Yeah.
So we can recommend, of course, our own online training courses as well. We have live training courses, but we also have two online training courses already, like the basics, the introductory course in which you learn all the basics. The only things you need to keep it simple and integrate nature in whatever profession you like or standalone, start using it as being an outdoor life coach. And it's exactly the same as when we give a live training. We just do it in one day. You learn it in one day. The online training course is exactly the same. And then we have like an advanced course that is a 2-day live training course, but also an online training course in which you learn how to use those basics, especially on stress and burnout, on relationships, on career, and also learn some other advanced outdoor techniques as well. And to finish, Peter and I, we are recording right now our third and final online training course. And it's going to be also a live course at probably 2 or 3 days in which we put all our deep stuff and experience from 30, 40 years of experience, and also working a lot with sub-personality parts, constellations, that kind of work. So
that's great. And just to make sure everybody knows, your website is outdoorlifecoaching.com.
outdoorlifecoaching.com. And maybe we can around this meeting can team up somehow to maybe start something in the UK and get it more into the open. That would be really nice.
We were talking just before we started recording that you might want to come over to the UK maybe this year or next year to do some live training. So we will share any details of that as well. So when you do put it together and decide locations, etc., we will make sure we share that on our LinkedIn group and on the website as well, because the whole point of this for Anna Marie and I is to bring people together and bring these, bring the outdoor coaching community across the world together to share resources, share, you know, network with each other, get to know each other. So yeah, please do, whenever you're, or even if it's just in the Netherlands, or if it's your online training, let us know and we'll pop the details onto the LinkedIn group and onto the website as well, to make sure that people are aware of what you're doing, because you're doing some really wonderful stuff. And I would recommend to all of our listeners and watchers, have a look at their website as well. There's some really great resources on there as well, from both Peter and Koen. So please do have a look at that. So just to summarize our podcast today, we've had just a wealth of experience and knowledge shared by you guys, and we really appreciate it. There's so many examples in there, so much information about not just how you guys have ended up where you are, but the experiences that you have and your clients have as well along the way. And thank you for sharing the stories as well. We love examples and stories, and our listeners love them as well. It just brings everything to life, you know, just telling the story around a particular experience. And absolutely, as you said, Peter, it's so experiential. People do remember for life, you know, something that happens to them when they're outdoors in their coaching experiences. So thank you so much for sharing those. For our listeners and our watchers, if you would like to dive into any of our other podcasts, all of our back episodes are available on our website, www.coaching-outdoors.com, including the one from Kat Birchner, which we mentioned before, who introduced us to Peter and Koen. And also Koen's mentioned coaching with men, and we also have a really great podcast on that with Joe Thomas as well. So highly recommend looking at that if you want to get a little bit more into, you know, what it is around coaching in the outdoors, in a specifically around sort of male coaching as well. So thank you so much, guys, for your time today. We really appreciate it, and we're really looking forward to sharing this podcast with our listeners.
Amazing, thank you for having us. It's amazing.
Yeah, for having us. Okay, hope to see you soon.